add only one point, or just, so I could put here just xj, and it would also be okay. It would be slightly worse, you see, but it would still be okay. It's better when you put the average, because there are corrections to the density. That's in a continuous limit, and then there are 1 over m corrections. And the 1 over m corrections are suppressed if you define the density with the average. Yes? Let's run first this without list blocks. Yeah, so you see, there's no, it's not replacing.
No.
So your FR is probably an old FR, which is the FR which only replaces 4 roots, I would guess, you see? It's only replaced. So you should run FR again. You have probably some character that you don't see. Yes, there's something wrong with this sum. How do I go to the menu? Yeah, you are in full screen, right?
Yeah.
I click. Sorry. How do I undo? Try entering it again. I think it's. Try entering it again with sum and stuff explicitly written. This is some problem, some space or some bracket. Mathematica is not parsing it correctly. Okay, so who did not get the match of the two plots? Did it work? Did someone not get it? Is it working there?
Yeah.
For everyone? Yeah? Okay, so let's move to the next checks that we wanted to do. So what have we done so far? We have computed this. We compared with the density. Though that's the only thing we did. So let's check that these are zeros of Hermite polynomials. Okay? So let's find the zeros of the Hermite polynomial of order n, of order 100. And let's plot their roots and check that it's exactly this. Okay? So I would suggest that you save your notebook with some other name if you want to keep what you wrote so far and try to clean it. Let's try to have some minimal notebooks where you just have what you need. M equal 100. Okay, let me also do it. Thursday 2. And I will keep only one definition. So which one do you prefer, first or second? Second. I'll keep only the definitions I like. Okay? So these are the variables. These are the equations. Let me put it in the same cell. It's the same thing. Here I find the solution. I check the equations are okay. I define a list plot. I define a plot, let me put in the same cell again, and then I show both. Okay? And what I will do is I will go here, this live version, I will put some control up, Alt 2 in your case, live version. Then I will put some subtitle saying that this is check of density. And then I will close this. Okay? And start, let me erase this, and start a new section which would be Hermite polynomials. Okay? So I just created some section. This is the section here. Let's put the parameters above. The parameters don't belong to this section. This M should be outside. And otherwise, I can put everything which was written here. I can keep it there. Okay? Or actually, no. Let me break this, and this section here will be check of density. And this is solving the equations. Okay? So you see, this is more or less a nice, a clean notebook. It's starting to be a clean notebook. I first define how many particles I want. Then I have a section where I solve the equations. I created variables, find roots, and I checked if they were zero. Once I know what the equation, once I solve the equations, I have my AFR. I don't care about this section anymore. I want to hide it, so I just click here and it's hidden. Then there are several things I want to do with this. Check the density, for example. I list plot the density. I compare with my analytic prediction. Once I saw that it works, I don't want to see it anymore, so I minimize it again. And now I will check their mid stuff. Okay? Good. So let's solve. Let's find Hermite polynomials. Hermite, how is it called? Hermite H of M, X. This is the Hermite polynomial of degree 100, because M is 100. And here it is. Okay? It goes up to X to the 100. And this is it. There's integer coefficients. And this is the Hermite polynomial. Which one? Sorry? It's open. Oh, wait, I just wrote this. Solving the equations. What we want to do with these Hermite polynomials is to find their solutions. So let's find. We use nSolve to find numerically. Instead of solve, which finds analytically, Hermite H of M, X equal to 0 with respect to X. And here, this is important, we are solving a polynomial of degree 100. So we have X to the 100. Any mistake that we make is huge because we are dealing with a polynomial of a huge degree. So let's not put working precision and see that things do go wrong when we don't. And then let's increase working precision and see that it's perfect. But here, we know a priori that this is going to be dangerous, what I'm doing. I'm solving a polynomial of degree 100 with a standard precision, which is like 20 or 16. It's very dangerous. And it will be wrong. So here is the solution. And for example, you see that it's giving imaginary values. You see, it's giving all this imaginary crap. Okay? So if you run this, you get a bunch of imaginary values. If you increase working precision to 100, all these imaginary values disappear. And you run it, and now the numbers are purely real. Okay? So it's a clear example, a simple example, where this working precision is not something fancy. You do need to use it sometimes. Without it, you would get all these imaginary parts, which would be basically wrong. It would not be the correct solution. It's just very hard because a polynomial oscillates a lot. Okay? Now, we want to compute... We want to compare this. See, if you want now to see this in smaller, you can just apply n to this so that Mathematica rounds now the numbers and now it becomes easier to see. But in any case, you see, this is how Hermite's, this is the kind of output of nSolve. It tells x can be this, x can be this, x can be this, etc. And it's very different from the output of find roots of our FR. If you run FR, or if you run your new solution, they look completely different. So how do I check if the roots are exactly the same? What is a fast way of checking that this is equal to this? It's very different outputs. You see? One of the way Mathematica gives me, they are quite different. So we want to make a list of numbers, right? It's simple. So in the second case, what you want is to put x replaced by this nSolve. Right? This will just give a list of numbers. Okay? Instead of a list of replacement rules. Okay? So this we can call solution of Hermite equal to this. And now we can put semicolon at the end. Okay? What about the other one? The other one, it's simple. We say we have x. We apply x to range of m. This gives us x1 up to x100. And then we apply the replacements. This gives us the numbers. Okay? And this we can call solution from the electrostatic equations. Okay? And now you can subtract them to see that they are the same. We get a bunch of this stuff, and then we make shop to kill the very small stuff, and it is indeed. The zeros are nothing but the zeros of the Hermite polynomial. Okay, so we solved the Hermite polynomial, we compared with the electrostatic equations, and they were exactly the same. Okay, so this is the Hermite polynomial stuff. Okay, another section that we want to do is to check the differential equations. Okay, so I create now another section to check the differential equations that we have there, those two boxes. Yes?
How do we make sure that we have an ordered list? Because if you have, you need to have.
Very good. So suppose the root was not, so suppose the list was not ordered, then of course it doesn't make sense to subtract, and then. So then I could, but the outcome is ordered for two reasons. So that's a good question. So how, I mean, I could have the same set of solutions, but they could be absolutely not ordered, and I would not get zeros, and of course it would still be okay. So nSolve gives them in ordered form. So nSolve, they are ordered because this is how Mathematica chooses to give us the output. It's x goes to the smallest value, etc. By order of from smallest to biggest. And our FR also, because we started from find roots, and our initial values, we started ordering the values from left to right as initial values. So because Mathematica starts in with some ordered values, doing the search, she will end up with ordered values. If not, I would apply here, //sort//sort at the end, and then I will be sure. So we need, because we did it in a way that for sure they will come out ordered. But just to be sure, as you said, let's put here //sort and //sort, which are doing nothing, but in principle, we would like to do it indeed. Okay? Very good. Now we want to check the differential equations. So we want to solve that differential equation there. Okay? Now, yes?
I didn't get zero. I got a bunch of weird. What
is an x there? What is that x? wait.
So did I think I might have taken out something.
Can I see? No, wait. Here, x divided, not applied to. You need applied to.
Oh.
You apply x to the range, right? You see? You apply x to be x1, x2, x3, etc., and then you replace.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I added now /sort at the end to order them, but it's not needed because they are already ordered. Okay, so check the differential can I move to checking the differential equations? Is someone still above? Am I going too slowly? No? Okay, good. So let's check the differential equations. So we want to check that equation there. I have to confess that I always forget the syntax. I always have to go to help. But okay, no, in this case it's okay. So we want to solve the equation q prime prime of x minus 2x q prime of x. You just put q prime. Plus 2m q of x equal to 0. Now, if I solve this equation as it is, I'm not going to get this nice result where I want to see Hermite polynomial with m, because m is 100. I will get Hermite with 100. So for a moment, I want to tell Mathematica, forget that m was defined. Okay? So what? How do I do it? I put it inside a block. Right? Because inside the block, the variables are protected, as we saw. So let's put this inside the block. We create a block. We tell Mathematica, the variable m is only to be used inside the block. And then we run this equation. Huh? How come? Wow, this is strange. What happened here? This was really strange. I'm confused. Let me think of it. What happened here?
I thought block only would be on the way, like you can have an M defined inside, but it's not outside. Can you do the other way around?
Apparently not, but I was almost sure you could. Let me see. No, of course. I just want first to see the equation, then I will solve it, yeah. Okay. So, strange. I was almost sure I could do it, but apparently not. Sorry? Right. Okay. Who cares? Let's choose another letter instead of M. Okay? So there is another letter we can use, scape, and we can use Gothic M. It's a good excuse to use Gothic letters, which is cool. So G-O for Gothic, and then M, and then scape again. Cool. So let's use Gothic M. Okay? So escape, go M, and then scape again. This gives a nice Gothic M. So this is the equation we want to solve. So how to solve it? We use dissolve. And then the parameters at the end of dissolve are first the function, which is q, and then the variable, which is x. Okay? And when we ask Mathematica to solve, we see that indeed the solutions are an Hermite polynomial with one C1, one constant, and an hypergeometric function with another constant. This is usual. We have a second-order differential equation. This is a polynomial solution, and this is not a polynomial solution. We discard this one, and we end up with precisely our Hermite. Okay? Now, let me tell you something interesting, which is how to check a solution or how to plug an ansatz. How to plug an ansatz is better in some differential equation. For example, you could prefer to just check that Hermite works. Instead of solving, you could just want to plug Hermite here and just say q of x, you see, is replaced by, I'm not sure if I ever use this notation, q of x is replaced by Hermite polynomial of degree Gothic M, com X. Okay? Now, this doesn't work. What happened here? So first of all, did everyone solve? Did everyone got the outcome of this dissolve? Yes? This solve is good for everyone? Good. So now, why didn't this work? I told her, replace. Did I ever use this kind of replacements with an underscore? No? This is a pattern. Okay? It's something like this. If you have, for example, x squared plus x cubed, and you say, whenever you find x to some power, okay, to some power, replace it by f of y. Okay? And this looks for patterns of this form and replaces by f of 2 and f of 3. Yes, sir? So this is a replacement rule. This is replace. This replacement we have used, right? We have used for this all the time we were using it above. But now it's a different thing. It's the replacement doesn't need to be a list of A go to B, etc. It can be a pattern is replaced by something. Yeah? So I Mathematica looks for patterns like this and replaces by f of 1. So I can tell her, look for q of x and replace by your mid of x. Okay? And this doesn't work. Why? Because Mathematica looks at q prime. Okay? And how does Mathematica see q prime? So let's apply full form to q prime to see how Mathematica thinks of it. And he thinks of it as derivative 1qx. Okay? So she does not find here any q of x. Where is q of x here? There is q, but it's inside a bracket. There is no such pattern. Okay? So what I want is to replace q, not q of x, but q by the function Hermite polynomial. So what I can do is, okay, this might have been a bit too advanced. I don't know why I'm this. Okay, it's funny. Okay. Q I can replace by the Hermite polynomial by the function which is the Hermite polynomial. Now, this works. Q, which then is a function of x, a function prime of x, etc., is replaced by a function. And I think we need to put some brackets here. Now, this computes. This works. Because she's replacing only q, not q of x. And now I can ask her to simplify. And she doesn't, so we ask to full simplify. And then it works. Okay? Because you put equal equals zero. Right? So what Jose was saying, if we put instead of this, we put zero, is zero equal to this, then Mathematica will tell it's true. Okay? If we don't put zero equal this, Mathematica will give zero. Okay? You see that this is something useful. If you want to do something like you have f prime prime of x plus omega square f of x. And you want to find a solution to this. So you want to say that f is the function a sine of something b, and this is what a is. And I want to replace the ansatz. And this is how you replace an ansatz. You cannot say f of x goes to a sine of bx. You need to do it in this way. Okay? And now you could immediately see that b needs to be omega. Okay? So this is how replacements, if you want to replace in the differential equation a function, you cannot replace f of x by a sine of bx, you need to replace f by the function, which is this. Okay? For simplify takes longer, but simplifies better. What is full simplify and what is simplify? I can tell. So these are functions which try to rewrite it in several different ways, your expression, and try to find the one which is the simplest possible. Okay? And now simplify will be tired after a while, and full simplify will try to go very far away and eventually come back. When you simplify something, sometimes it looks more complicated in intermediate steps, right? And you need to be motivated to continue. Otherwise, you think that maybe this is not the right way to do. So full simplify is more motivated than simplify. Right? So full simplify will continue longer, trying, and then and branching in more ways until it gets better results. The way Mathematica simplifies is the following. If you compute, so let me make a small parenthesis about simplify and full simplify. If you have something like, if you want to simplify, for example, exponential of ix plus exponential of minus ix. Okay, simplify doesn't simplify. Full simplify does. Okay? It's a question of taste. So full simplify as basically tries to, you can think that it, in practice this is basically what it does. It tries to minimize what is called the leaf count of a function. So how does Mathematica think of this function here? If we apply full form, this is somehow a mess. She thinks of this function as, first of all, before moving to these more advanced topics, is everyone happy with their MIT stuff? Yeah. It worked for everyone? Okay. So full form of this is plus, which is this plus, applied to the exponential, which is power, e to the power I, which is the complex, I minus I, which is the complex 0 minus 1, this is the complex number, times x. Okay? This is this stuff here. It's power of exponential with the product of minus I with x. All this is the first argument of plus. And then the second argument of plus is this stuff here. Now, there is a very nice way of seeing this, of understanding better what this is, which is by applying, instead of full form, tree form. And this is what, for Mathematica, what this is. It's plus the power of e to the times of complex of 0 minus 1, this is I, x, so this is minus I times x, exponential of that, plus e to the product of I times x, and this is what it is. Okay? Now let's see when we have full simplify of an expression. This gives 2 cosine of x. And now you can ask for tree form of this. And it's much simpler. It is just a product of 2 and cosine of x. Okay? How many leaves this tree has? 1, 2, 3, 4. So when we make leaf counts of this stuff, it gives 4. And this is what full form the leaf counts gives 4. And leaf count of this mess here would be what? Can someone tell? I guess. 12 probably? No, 15. So this is what full simplified is. She tries to do all possible sorts of manipulations and the goal is to have the smallest possible leaf counts. Roughly. In practice, it's a bit more complicated, but roughly this is what she does. And simplify gets tired a bit earlier. This is important because sometimes we want Mathematica to simplify. Let me try this following example, for example. Square root of... how is it? There is one which is typical, which is when you want some cosine to go to cosine of p over 2. Which for you, it's obviously that it's much better, but cosine of p over 2 is cosine of fractional of p, 2, and still the leaf count is not so good, but I would not remember by heart. But if sometimes you don't understand why it doesn't simplify, and if you know this should be this, try counting the leaf count of both and understanding that indeed they are the same before getting angry with Mathematica. Because it happens a lot. Why isn't she simplifying this? This is just cosine of x over 2. But then you see, cosine of x over 2 has the same leaf count as 1 plus sine squared or whatever. Because even though it's 1 plus sine squared of x looks simpler. Yeah. Okay, good. So this was all about some simplify and full simplify. This is, of course, not relevant. So now, let's go to the last check. We check their meets. Let's see how we will derive the equation for the resolvent knowing this equation here. So how to plug q equal to exponential of the resolvent into a differential equation. So we saw, this is what we were explaining here. So let's copy our equation. And let's create a new section. So from the equation for Q to the equation for G. Here is the equation we want, we start with. And now the claim was that if I replace Q by what is there, I get the differential equation for G, which I wrote in the second box. So let's check. Let's say Q, and I have to do again the same thing. I have to say that Q goes to a function. So what function is this? It's the function exponential of the integral, which goes, let me check something. Okay, it's okay. Exponential of the indefinite integral of G this is really funny. This one is a bit tricky. It's interesting. Okay, good. So let me see. If I put here G of X, let me see if how integral works. If I have integral integral up to X of g of y dy. What does she give? She doesn't. Okay, but just this, of course, gives this. Okay, but if I start from zero, of course, it works. Okay, good. So we write integral from zero to x. The constant 0 or 1 or 2 doesn't matter, it's just a different normalization of Q. G of y d dy, this will be the function. This is x is the argument, so we put with a symbol for arguments. And this is what it is. Okay? So Q goes to the function exponential of the integral of G of y dy. Okay? And now we make full simplify. And we run, and this is what we get. So this is precisely the differential equation I hope that I wrote there. There is a wrong sign, no? Yeah, there is a wrong sign there. Did this sign affect the derivation of this? Apparently this sign is wrong. No? Or no? When I put this term close to g squared, it comes with plus sign. Yeah, this sign was wrong. You see, in mathematics, it's very useful to check signs. So okay, so we checked everything. So you saw that we used Mathematica for extremely different things. So first, let me recapitulate what we have done. First, we computed we solved 100 equations, 100 coupled equations. Right? It looks trivial, but it's not so trivial. You could choose a different potential. You could put here x squared and run everything again, and it would work. You could put x cubed, x to the 4, whatever you want. So we solved these equations, and this is something. We saw the function find roots, and we were using replacements. Then we checked that the density was indeed given by our prediction, and this involved making a table with 1 over the difference between roots. This is what the density is. And it involved comparing with our predicted discontinuity, which was just a square root. And here was the plot, our numerical versus experimental data, in a perfect agreement. Then we have the Hermite polynomials. We solve, and we check that indeed the solutions are exactly the same as the electrostatic equilibrium within the precision of Mathematica. And then we saw how to solve differential equations. We use dissolve. Then we put first the function, then the variable. And this gives us a replacement rule of this form. Q goes to a function. And you remember, this is another way of defining a function. You say function x, and then what it is. It's another way, in the same way as I use this to define a function, another way of defining it is in this way. I put function x, comma, etc. I showed you a couple of lectures ago. Another way is x go to this. Yes?
Why is there a hypergeometric function?
It's a second order differential equation, so it has two solutions. One of them is polynomial, which is this one, and this one is not polynomial, and this one you should discard, therefore. Okay? So it's a differential equation, but it's not the only solution of the second order differential equation. So the other one is not physical. It's an unphysical solution. It's like in the harmonic oscillator, it's exactly the same as in the hydrogen, in the harmonic oscillator. You have two solutions of Schrodinger equation, one of them is not physical. Only the Hermite polynomial is the one which decays at infinity. This one is exponentially large at infinity. It spoils the behavior of the wave function. Okay, and we saw that to replace, to make you, and I told you how to make this kind of replacements, that if you want to replace in a differential equation, you have to replace q by what the function is. Okay? And not q of x goes to Hermite of x. And now we just check using it another way. For example, another way you could do here, which might be a bit more elegant, is replace q by the function. You remember there was this notation x scape fn scape. Sorry. Scape fn scape. X goes to this. This is another way of defining a function. This would also work. Q replace q by the function which maps x to exponential of this. Okay, so I think we should stop and maybe, I don't know, Callum, should I resume in the afternoon? Should the afternoon be for thinking about this and what?
So my plan is to leave the report from lecture around 2 o'clock for 1 hour and a half.
I think I can just not say what I want to. I have a few more things about the continuum limit of these equations and about solving functional equations, how to solve functional equations, but I don't think it's really. Did they ever find the continuum limit of something like this during the full lectures? No?
Well, last
year. Yes. Were there continuous limits of such equations?
In your lectures, yes.
But then I think I'll come back to it in my lectures. And I think I'll move to group theory tomorrow. Okay? Sorry? Tomorrow? Yeah, no? No. Later. I might give some gate grab if you allow this.
So, now we're going to have lunch and we will resume.